Why is there never anyone interesting at these festivals? You there, turn around. Yes, you. What's a dock worker doing working this late? Oh, you're wearing a mask. So you're participating in the revelry too? From behind, I thought you worked on the docks. Oh, you do? Well, I suppose that makes sense. What do I mean? Look at your shoulders. You've got the build of a dock worker. I'm sure of it. To be honest, I'm surprised anyone is out at this hour. Most have found a bed or a bottle by now. So you prefer the title merchant, is that it? In this city, there is little distinction between merchants and pirates, but that's okay. I like that you are particular about your title. Okay then, Monsieur Merchant, tell me, is that your ship then, docked outside my home? It is? So you're serious then? Well, I believe I have misjudged you. I'd ask what your ship was carrying, but I'm wise enough to know that that's a question better left unanswered. But if you were here for the festivities, stranger, what are you doing so far outside the square? Oh, you saw me earlier at the party? You couldn't take your eyes off me? No. And you asked someone where I live? And asked someone where I live? The nerve. I am a noblewoman, sir, and I will not be treated. Oh, and now you're grinning? You like to see me flustered? Do not think for a moment that your handsome figure removes you from reproach. I am not about to let you off the hook over broad shoulders and a good smile. But, clearly, we must remedy the situation, stranger. If you were me, what punishment would you prescribe for this offense? Well, it is a good thing you are not me. Come. Step inside the door while I figure out what to do with a scoundrel like you. All right. What do we do with you? What do we do with you? Oh, we? And did I not tell you? These two are my chambermaids, aren't you, girls? Do you like them? They've helped me tame a few strangers before. But perhaps none so bold as yourself. Are you bold, sir? Well, I would like to see just how far your boldness extends. Yes, you heard me. I would have you remove your clothes. What? Not fair? I seem to recall a certain merchant eyeing me all night. Without my notice, surely this is sufficient repayment? Fine. I will permit you to leave your mask on. Perhaps I will leave mine on as well. Since our encounter was motivated by mystery rather than chance, I intend to leave it that way for now. Girls, stand by his shoulders and remove his doublet. Yes, and the shirt. My. Look at his chest, girls. Do not touch them, stranger, or I shall be forced to restrain you. Do you like them standing there before you? Their hair touching your bare shoulders, their eyes moving along the length of you. Their chests rising and falling under their garments. I can make them do what you want, you know? Girls, I think he wants to see you kiss. Why don't you show him your hospitality? Very, very good, girls. You see, stranger? I can make them do more. So much more. Or do you have eyes only for my affections? Good. Look deep into my eyes. Do you see their fire? Would you like me to hike my skirts? Unfasten myself as my breasts spill from this bodice? Then look into my eyes and do as I say. Now, undo your trousers so that I may see your cock. Oh my. I wasn't expecting it to be that easy. You've dropped them. You're just standing there in my chamber, naked, without a shred of cloth. Oh, God. That is a sizable cock. You continue to prove useful, stranger. I may yet forgive you if your cock is any indication of your talents. Girls, see how it hangs between him and rests along his lower thigh? Get down on your knees. Yes, that's right. I want one of you to lift it so I may get a better look. That is a magnificent cock. Is that a twitch I see, stranger? And your balls? They appear to be very heavy indeed. Have you not lain with a woman recently? If you are good, I may let you have your release. Tell me, stranger, are you aching for me? To know the face behind this mask? The one you've been dying to ravish all evening? Have you been eyeing my cleavage? Did you sneak a look at my ass as I led you through the door? Or is it simply because two full-breasted chambermaids are kneeling at the front of your cock? How about her? Yes, her. Would you like to press the back of her head as her mouth slides all the way down your length? Or her? Do you crave to empty your seed down her throat? Oh, Monsieur Merchant, do not concern yourself with them. You may not have them. They are here to undress and prepare you for me. That is all. You do not even know the night you're in for, do you? See, you are not the first arrogant gentleman to cross my doorway. Though I may admit they weren't all quite so well hung. Girls, stop touching his cock. Yes, I'm serious. He's mine for the night. Are you ready for me, sir? Tell me what you would do to me. You would do what? Bend me over? Make me gag? Excuse me, sir. Your snark is as thick as your cock. That is no way to speak to a noble woman. And yet, I do wish to see if you are as good as your word. Girls, leave us. Yes, if you insist, you may watch from the other room. It seems they like you, stranger. They wish to watch as I ride your cock until morning. Would you like to watch me too? I suppose I could undo this bodice. And the dress as well. There we go. What do you think? Do you like them, sir? They're big, aren't they? Let me turn around so you can see my ass. Oh, wow. You're getting longer. Do you like that I'm bare for you? I could tease you more, but you must promise not to move. Your body, of course. I suppose I can't stop your cock from moving. How about I walk towards you? Ever so slowly. And run my fingers along your chest. Hey, I said no touching yet. What do you think you... It's about time you did that. Oh, your hands are so firm and warm. Oh, yes. Kiss my neck. And my breasts. Oh, yes, right there. Right there. Feel how full they are under your lips. Your hands are tighter on my waist, sir. I can feel your cock raise between my legs. I'm almost dripping on it. Yes, that's it. Grab my ass. Show me that I'm yours. Ah, gods, you are practically lifting me up with that dick. That's it. Keep kissing my body. What's that? You want me to get down on my knees for you? Okay, stranger. A nice view down here, I have to say. Do you like it when I look up at you with these soft eyes? What if I hold my tongue out for you like this? Oh, I see. You like to look at my breasts from up there. Go ahead, you brute. Slap your cock against them. I know you want to. I said slap it on my tits, not my cheek. Honestly, if I didn't find you so I cannot believe you, but you do taste good. I can feel you throbbing in my mouth. You think I can fit the whole thing? I can try. I told you I could. Hold my hair back, sir. I want to get my lips around these heavy balls of yours. That's it. But you like having a noble woman choke on your cock, don't you? I'm dreaming the whole night of taking me right there in the town square. Ripping my dress off and shoving your ruffian cock in my tight, wet, noble pussy. How about it, sir? I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me like one of those wenches in town. Are you up to the task? Oh my. You're lifting me up. You're throwing me on the bed. Oh my god. I should have expected you'd be this strong. Oh, you're turning me over. Fuck, you're so hard. I want you inside me. What? You want me to beg for it? Fine. please. Oh, fuck, please fuck me, please. I don't care if you're a merchant or not. I just want you to fuck me with that fat fucking cock. Oh, fuck, oh my God. You're so fucking big. You're so fucking big. I can feel every inch of you. Ah, you're stretching me out. Yes, take me, take me. What's that? Arch my back. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. Stick my ass up. How's that? Do you like my ass? You really like it, don't you? Oh, boy. Give my ass a good squeeze as you thrust into me. You haven't had a tavern wench with pussy this good, have you? Oh, fuck. I can feel your balls slapping against me. Right there. Right there. I wish the girls at court could see you grabbing my hair and fucking my tight pussy like the animal you are. Harder. Rub my clit. Yes. No. Lay flat upon my bed. I wish to ride the cock still slick with my nectar. Let me just set myself down on it. God. Let me put my hands on your chest. Nice of you, huh? And take my breasts, squeeze them together. Just like that. Here, I'll lean forward so you can suck on them. I never thought I'd be doing this tonight. I mean, I'm on the town council, and you're just a commoner with really soft lips. And a really, really big cock. You're so deep inside me. Do my hips make you weak, sir? I feel you fucking, and your twitching gives you away. Oh, fuck, that's it. Squeeze my hips. Dig your fingers into me. Pull back my hair. Are you close? I think you're close. I can feel your seed rising. Fuck. You feel so fucking good. So good. I'm gonna come. Impressive, stranger. Here, let me clean your cock for you. Now, take off your mask, and I will take off mine. I wish to look at you as we lie together tonight. Oh, my. A handsome face behind that mask. I knew it. And guess what? You are not off the hook. I believe there is yet more fun in store for us tonight. And besides, I believe we have all been awfully unfair to you. And girls, take off your clothes and get in here. Yes, his cock is still hard. That was a great script, Pulphead. I hope you enjoyed it. And I see we lost some listeners and gained some listeners. Thank you all so much for being here. I God, I really need a hole cut in the side of my house stat. Please. It's so warm in here. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to rehydrate a little bit. Weirdly enough, I seem to go through a lot of hydration on nights like tonight. So, water. Thank you so much. I'm happy that that you enjoyed Pulphead, especially. I mean, really, I want everyone to enjoy it, but especially Pulphead. I hope you enjoyed it since this was really for you. And I don't know if you wrote this, but if you did, you should be writing more. And I want to hear more. And I want also the sequel. And if you need a sequel that has a couple of other girls in it, oh, I know some girls. I mean, a few girls that I might have deflowered here on this server who would be very, very much up for participating in a future audio together. I'm specifically thinking of the V's, but also of Ava and Honey. So, Kuro, I am never going to stop deflowering random people. If they're girls, or if they're boys. No, I'm going to keep deflowering people. It's apparently, I never, ever, ever would have thought that this was going to be my thing to deflower people, but apparently that's my new thing. It's weird, right?